step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What is happening, everybody? And it is time to break down another Rainmaker slate. It's Tuesday for this week. We're breaking down the PGA slate. And I am probably the most excited I've ever been to do one of these shows on a Tuesday because Eric isn't here. I mean, really no reason other than that. So instead, I'm joined by Jeff Ulrich, and Jeff is going to be breaking down this week's PGA action with me. We'll be talking about the implications of Scottie Scheffler being a massive favorite this weekend to end up winning, and how we're going to handle his Rainmakers cards as you guys come in. Like the video, subscribe to the YouTube channel. If you haven't checked out Rainmakers for PGA yet, I have good news for you. If you click on the link below, there is a totally free starters pack that you could get for this, well, not just for this weekend. These cards are good in perpetuity. They're going to exist for the entirety of this year. You could use all these players. And in addition to that, in the starters pack, you get to choose which stud golfer you want. This seems like a pretty good week. You might want to be going with Scottie Scheffler there. So we're going to be talking more about this slate here in a second. But Jeff, what's happened, man? It's been a minute since we did a show together.
Yeah, look, I'm going to take that intro as a compliment, even though, like you said, you're glad Eric's not here. And instead, you could have said, I'm glad Jeff's here, but that's fine. I'll still take it as a compliment. But no, man, I love doing the show coming in on Tuesday. I love the format. And again, yeah, we got an interesting field. Scottie Scheffler, like Greg said, if you haven't picked up your free pack, man, on Rainmakers, just take the free square this week and get Scheffler. We got a couple majors coming up. You know Scheffler's going to be involved there anyway, so you're going to be able to use him. Obviously, don't take Jordan Spieth. I can't remember if there is a Jordan Spieth pack.
No, there is no Spieth. So there's a couple of, like, there's no Spieth, there's no Fowler. And by the way, this is all incorporated into our projections, which are free. Yeah. I just threw those into the YouTube chat. If you guys want to click on them, they're free. We've got free projections for PGA Rainmakers. We got free projections for UFC. UFC not quite updated yet for this weekend, but they're going to be there once we get a little bit closer to the event. It's a Tuesday right now, and the event isn't until Saturday. But yeah, one thing that, like you mentioned with Scottie Scheffler, that's going to stand out, when with a 15% chance to be the top scoring golfer, when with a 36% chance to be one of the top five scoring golfers, nobody else is like in the same stratosphere as Scottie Scheffler this week. So he pretty clearly seems like he'd be the best stud choice.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, again, like you know, just going off our projections, I mean, on a normal week, a stud golfer in an elite field, Greg, might see a 26% kind of ish top six percentage. Even that's probably a little bit high. Scottie Scheffler has a 45% top six probability rating on Stochastic this week. So it's always good to look at that if you're using our projections, and you should go check them out after show and stuff like that. But you know, there's weekly trials you can use. I talk about it every week with Ben, but he's a massive favorite to finish in the top six, basically. So, you know, he's got the top win percentage by almost double second place. Again, it's not a bad week just to go out and get Scottie Scheffler, especially when we're bringing it back to Rainmakers. We've got two majors coming up. Like, this is a good time to invest. So if you're into the format, again, you know, the utility down the road is always something you have to think about. Yeah, you're paying a little bit of a premium, but again, like, you're just going to get so much use out of him. And this is just such a big week to have him in a weaker field that it does make sense. So,
yeah, I totally agree with that. And then we'll talk a little bit more about Scottie Scheffler, but I think you brought up something pretty key there. And it's something that Eric and I also talked about in advance of the Masters, is trying to figure out, you know, which golfers not only are good plays for that individual week, but also might be a good play for the following week when the contests are bigger. And that's what we're going to have next week. right? Yeah. There's a major. It's the PGA Championship. We're going to see bigger prize pools. And like you mentioned, Scottie Scheffler is not only going to be pivotal this week, but he's also going to be really important next week. So we're going to talk about Scottie Scheffler and is it even possible to get away from him in a second. But before then, I want to ask you, of the top golfers in the field this week, are there any of them that you also think you could double dip on and make for really strong plays next week at the PGA Championship, where we've got other golfers like Jason Day, Tyrrell Hatton? Is there anybody that you view as live for this week that also is live next week?
Yeah, it's kind of funny because most of the guys that I do like for next week aren't here. There's very few like going down the lineup. I mean, like some of these guys are still going to be good players. I'm not saying like everyone's going to suck next week, but when I really look at the field, I don't have a ton of interest in. I would say Hatton is probably the most interesting, like outside of Scheffler. Obviously, Scheffler's in his own stratosphere. I would say Hatton. Hatton's, you know, he had that nice stretch to start the year in Florida. He had a couple top fives. He had this weird hand injury at the match play, and ever since then, his ball striking has been down, but he struck it really well last week. And I kind of like the fact he's here. Like, it was good prep for Justin Thomas to play this event last season. Brooks Koepka's played this event before his PGA wins. I think Hatton is a guy where if you're looking, again, you know, taking the multi-week, just the season-long approach, you can use him this week, and I think he's going to be in play for next week. And, I mean, if Hatton has a really good week here, his card's probably going to go up. So, and if it doesn't, I mean, it's not like he's gonna have a huge dip. He's still an elite player. So I think Hatton is probably the one player at the top. Like, I'm not super bullish on Tom Kim at the majors. I just feel like it's his rookie season. He's kind of a little bit overblown. I have no idea what's going on with Jason Day. He had vertigo at the Masters. That's a little up and down. Hideki is the other player. I think this is probably a good time to get on Hideki. He had some treatment on his neck over in Japan. Took like 3 weeks off, but he's been practicing in full. We had videos of him. I think Hideki is actually, like, if you're not using Scheffler, this is probably the guy I'd want to build around. He dominates Tom Weisskopf courses, which this is. It's very similar to TPC Scottsdale. He's third here last year. I think Hatton and Hideki would be the two guys under Scheffler that I'd have the most interest in, like, investing in this week.
And for what it's worth, Matsuyama's quite a bit cheaper than Tyrrell Hatton on the secondary market. I'm just looking at some of their card prices right now, and the floor for a Matsuyama core, you can get it for as cheap as $10.50. Yeah, the floor for a Tyrrell Hatton core is $14.50. And then if we look at the rares, the floor is $46 for Matsuyama, $60 there for Hatton. So there is a little bit of a discount on Matsuyama relative to Hatton. And by the way, just reading off right now, just some of our projections, and we've got ones, like I said, totally free. Drop them into the YouTube chat. These are geared for Rainmakers. We have Jason Day, Tyrrell Hatton, Tom Kim, and Matsuyama all grouped fairly close together. If we're making tiers for this week, like, Scottie Scheffler is very clearly tier one. And then based on our projections, the next tier would be Jason Day, Tyrrell Hatton, Tom Kim, and Hideki Matsuyama. Now, really quick, I want to get back to you and ask about Scottie Scheffler, because we just have him with such overwhelming odds to be in the optimal lineup relative to everybody else this weekend. Do you view him as a must play? If somebody's playing this event, do they need to have Scottie Scheffler, or do you think it's viable to get away from him?
So I would say actually no. I think that, again, like, the way this is set up, that just this event and the course, it's just, these courses tend to bring in, because they're so easier. They're so easy, and easy for the pros, not easy in general, but the green regulation percentages are going to be high. You're not going to have a ton of scrambling. They're basically just, they bring more of the field in. And it's exactly what we saw at the Mexico Open, where John Rahm had a great week. And I'm pretty sure he didn't need John Rahm that week, because Tony Finau won. He was in that second tier, even though there was really only, like, he was the only player in the second tier. We have a few more players in the second tier this week, but John Rahm didn't win. And, you know, you had guys like Brandon Wu up there, Batia. And I think you're going to get a similar result this week, where unless Scottie Scheffler brings it, like, with his putter, he's probably going to get out. Just someone's just going to convert a ton of birdies and just probably win the event instead of him. So Scheffler's, like I said, still a fine play, especially in Rainmakers, where, you know, we only have a few spots. He could still factor in. I'm not suggesting that you don't, like, he's not a good investment this week, like we talked off, but I do think that you can make lineups without him. Like, it's more variable. There's still a chance that he factors in, but I don't necessarily think you need him And again, we're just talking Rainmakers as well. Yeah. I think there's a bigger chance he factors into the Rainmakers than like traditional DFS. But I think you can kind of look to, if you're just creating for this week, you don't necessarily need him. I think there's enough, again, and start with a guy like Matsuyama and then, go down the list kind of thing. So.
Yeah, and if anybody has any questions, any individual golfers that want to ask us about, throw it into YouTube chat. We can definitely hit on that. I'm going to ask you a question here, though, Jeff. If I just gave you the choice to pick who you think is going to win, I think Scottie Scheffler would, without a doubt, be the safe choice, the golfer that we expect to be the most likely to win in this field. But if we were to take Scottie Scheffler out of the equation and you pick anybody else to win this weekend, who would you pick to win that has a Rainmakers card that isn't Scottie Scheffler? Would it be Jason Day? Would it be Tyrrell Hatton, Matsuyama, or Tom Kim? Or would you be looking elsewhere?
I mean, again, like, it's so funny because, like, the second tier this week, if you had asked me this for, like, the Mexico Open, which is a very similar field, I just would have said right off the bat, Tony Finau. But I don't have as much confidence in the second tier this week. If I was going to pick one player, it would probably be Matsuyama. But again, I mean, like, you're talking about a player who hasn't played in 4 weeks. I think he'll come in and hit the ground running. And I like, he was fine before, 3 top 20 finishes, top T16 at the Masters. And this is with, like, having a neck issue. So that would be the player I would feel confident in. Our projections say that Jason Day is a little bit head and shoulders above the rest. I just don't know. Again, like, Day has injury concerns too. So this is, to me, like, this is kind of getting to my point. Like, I think you can go down the list. Like, I mean, we can start bringing in other players this week. I think guys like Steven Yager, Adam Scott even is a little bit interesting, although I don't think it's necessarily the best setup for him. Christian Bezuidenhout is interesting as well. Like, that tier of player, to me, I think there's a very good chance you're going to see a winner from there. So, it's one of those weeks where I will not be shocked to see if the winner doesn't come from the top kind of two tier of players.
Yeah, I'm happy to hear you bring up Jaeger, because I did build one lineup before we started doing this, and he's in it. I have Scottie Scheffler as my captain, but I've got Steven Jaeger in that lineup as well. And then Jason Day is in it, Tom Kim, and I forget who the fifth golfer was, but I remember Jaeger was in it as well. So happy. I feel like you're advocating for my lineup here. And once again, also, just if you guys are joining us now, I see in the YouTube chat, we have a Marquee Music Group. He was in there and he was just saying what's up to us. Anybody who's just tuning in right now, if you haven't checked it out yet, click on the link below. You get a totally free starters pack for PGA. I recommend pretty strongly this week that when you're picking your stud golfer, you go with Scottie Scheffler. And Mike, also put up on the screen, there's money to be made in Rainmakers, and you can make it starting with, very limited money. I know that, like, Nolan Kelly, he made, I think it was like $50 last week in the Rainmakers PGA contest just with his starters pack. Myself, for MMA this weekend, I made about $4,000. Very notably, Eric was also profitable, but made less money than me, which is really what I wanted to highlight on the show. And the main reason, Jeff, that I'm happy that you're here instead of Eric is because he doesn't have any way he could defend himself here, right? There's no rebuttal from him. I could just come on here. I could show some screenshots and go, hey, look, I'm better than Eric. I made more money than him. And yeah, Eric also was profitable last week, but it's very important to know that I was better than him. Now, with that said, Eric did win tickets to UFC 290. He invited me, and I'm going to break this news right now. I will not be going with him. He's going to have to find out by watching this in replay, but yeah, I will not be hanging out with him for the weekend. He'll have to find somebody else to go with. But
wow. I mean, I don't know what to say. I mean, this rift between you guys is getting pretty serious. Now you're going to turn down a free trip, Greg. I mean, come on, man. Like, I don't know. I'll let you guys settle that out. But I will say this, pointing out the UFC thing is really interesting. Because I think one big thing with Rainmakers is getting in early is really important here. Like, even in PGA, man, there's not, these contests aren't that busy. Like, there's still just a lot of it's not free money, but there's money to be made, clearly, right? So, and I think with UFC too, guys, like, if you haven't checked that out, you're going to be ahead of the curve just by getting in now. Like, it's not like you're behind, like, the main pack. I think people are slowly starting to figure out what Rainmakers is. It's a bit more of a commitment. You got to check the marketplace. Greg is bringing up prices as we go, but if you put the time in, I mean, like, you can find deals. I think Matsuyama is a great example that we already talked about as we get Greg's Twitter feed on the screen. But I think Matsuyama is a great example that you, if you're on it to this week and you know golf and you know that Hideki's healthier, this is a perfect time to pick him up, man. I guarantee I'm going to be picking up his card after this. I'm going to leave it for the people on the show first to go grab that price. But if it's there after, I'm taking it. So.
Yeah, and for the PGA, for the MMA card last week, I actually only bought one pack. The other ones were all packs. It was just cards that I had from like the start of the year that I've just been playing throughout the year for MMA. So, yeah, if you guys want to look for some golfers, like when we're talking about Scottie Scheffler, he's not just going to have a ton of utility this week, but also for the rest of the year, it's always something to keep in mind. So we've gone through, though, at this point, Jeff, a lot of the favorites, right? We talked about Scottie Scheffler. We talked about the second tier of golfers, Jason Day, Tyrrell Hatton, Tom Kim, Hideki Matsuyama. If we're starting to look past those guys, do you have any sleeper picks that you like for this PGA event?
I mean, I got all the sleeper picks. This is one of those weeks where, you know, again, like, you know, just to draw the correlation to betting and to Rainmakers and just DFS in general, you know, like betting down the, like, you don't have to bet the favorites in this field. Like I said, we have a weak second tier golfers. There's no one that stands out like Finau did in Mexico, at least not to me. I think the number is interesting on Matsuyama. I think the price is interesting on him. That's the player I would, again, be investing in for Rainmakers. But it's also a week where it's kind of nice. If you're starting out in Rainmakers, I think you can really pick and choose some what I just call cheap players. And I think you can put together a lineup that's pretty live. I mentioned Steven Yeager off the top. He's going to be a little bit popular. Certainly is a guy who's popping in our projections. He's one of the sort of top players for his range. Really like the way he's been striking the ball. He's a massive positive regression candidate with the putter. When his putter gets going, you're probably going to see him make a ton of birdies for a week, put in a top 10 performance. I think he's playing well enough. So he's definitely a player that I would feel good building around, whether it's as your top player, your captain, or just as a player to mix in. But going down the board, I mean, Bazant Note, I already mentioned as well. He's been playing well. He's taking a couple weeks off, but really, really high-end putter, great bent grass putting splits. 12th here last season. That's a player too. Like, as we're getting into the summer, guys like Bazenhout and Yager, they're going to have great utility because what we're going to get over the summer, we're going to get weaker fields. We're going to get Detroit, the Deer Classic, Wyndham. These are events where guys like Bazenhout and Yager have a chance to win. And if you grab them now, you can get them this week. You're going to get them for the summer. They're going to have utility. These are players who can really pop in these weaker fields. So those are two guys I really like off the bat. And I also am going to put out a bit of a long shot here. I think this is a good week to go get a Cameron Champ. Hits it a mile. He's from Texas. He was really good 2 weeks ago in Mexico. Similar type of course. If he starts to find just consistency with this putter, the price you're going to get this week, you're going to look really good in a couple months as well.
And I should also mention here, Eric has just texted me. He's texted me during the show. Number one, Jeff is filling in for Eric and very much appreciate. Like I said, I'm happy that he's here. It's always good to have, you know, a knowledgeable co-host along with me. But I don't know why it is that Eric wasn't able to show up because currently he's opening up UFC packs and texting me as he's opening. By the way, he's had incredible luck. He's opened like four packs and he's gotten three elites and one legendary in those four packs that he's opened. So he hasn't shown up to work. I am his boss. And instead he's like recreationally opening up packs. That's not cool. The other thing too is he said to me, I hope you're having a good show. Don't brag too much about one-upping me. That ship has sailed, my friend. That is what a lot of this show is dedicated towards. But I also want to bring up to you, we have the ability to burn and create cards for this event. So I want to see which cards we have available to create in the starter set. And just get your feedback, see if these are golfers that you would consider trying to burn to create to help bolster your PGA lineups. And then we'll get back to talking about some of the field and some other golfers we might like. And so actually, one of the recipes is already sold out. It's funny. It's somebody that you already talked about. Bazudenhout is already sold out. So you could craft Alex Smalley and Troy Merritt are the two golfers who are still available. And to build these golfers, what you do, guys, is if you go to the Rainmakers tabs on DraftKings, then you select My Cards and then Craft and Burn. You'll see the options to be able to craft, you know, different packs, different individual cards. So what you could basically do here is you could trade in any of your starter cards for another starter card. And it's very useful, particularly if, you know, one of the cards that you got in your starter pack maybe isn't playing one week, they're playing a different week. You could burn them and turn them into a card who is playing this week. So between Troy Merritt and Alex Smalley, do you like either of them for this week? And if not, that's also totally acceptable.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think Troy Merritt's probably where I would go. Troy Merritt is what you just, we'd call, he's a putter. I mean, he's a guy who's very skilled around the greens. He's probably like a top 20 putter on tour. He doesn't hit very far. He's not the greatest ball striker, but when his irons show up, he gives himself a ton of chances. And, you know, we've seen him win events like this on the PGA. He's a player who could get to 20 under for you. You know, recent form wise, I mean, honestly, I mean, I'm going to be dead honest. I can't even remember what Troy Merritt's been doing of late. I feel like he's picked it up a bit, but he's just the kind of player that in this field, like, he's missed a lot of cuts. He's been worse than I thought, but I still would side with him. This is the kind of player where, Greg, where we just come to a field like this, and you have to understand, like, some of these fields where he's been missing cuts, Wells Fargo, RBC, he hasn't been terrible. Like, he's been missing cuts by like one or two shots, going up against elite fields. When guys like Merritt come into these fields, and you can even just see this by his record, you know, his fall series, missed cut, 71st, 67th, and then a third in Mexico, a soft course, weak field, and he just pops. I think Merritt is probably an interesting burn this week, or you know, a craft this week, whatever you want to call it. Because again, like, his upside, if he makes the cut and he gets hot with the putter, his upside is legitimately the top 10. Smalley is definitely in play as well. Like, I actually don't hate either of these guys, but he's probably more of just like a, you know, more likely to get you like a 30th or a 25th. I think Merritt would be more likely to get you, you know, like a top 10. So.
So it's funny you mentioned Merritt, because I just pulled up his recent events he's played, and he has missed the cut in 10 of the last 11 events that he's played in. But to the other point, the one event where he made the cut, which was the Zurich Classic in New Orleans, he ended up coming in 13th place. So it's like, this guy's like, he can't make a single cut for 3 months, 4 months, whatever it was. And then the one event he does, he finishes T13. So there's a clear upside there. By the way, in terms of our data, we have over at stochastic.com. We don't have either of them, obviously, as being the most likely golfers in the world to win. That would be, you know, fairly crazy. But Smalley, at the very least, he is 43-1 at DraftKings to win the event, which, you know, those are pretty reasonable odds. And then on top of that, also, in our projections, we have him with a 6.1% chance to be one of the top five scoring golfers. That's decent enough projection that I think we could definitely consider. So if you guys have a starter card, maybe somebody who is not in the field this week, or just somebody that's a lesser golfer, turning them into Smalley might not be the end of the world there. So let's go back and look at the rest of the field, Jeff. And I want to ask you one other thing. Is there a golfer you have in mind that's a dark horse for this week? Maybe not to win outright, but somebody who could put up a relatively decent score to at least be viable for Rainmakers purposes, that you also are maybe a little bit higher on than the public for the remainder of the golf season? So somebody who's in this field, maybe they're going to play in more of the weaker field events and a little bit of upside utility going forward.
I mean, so talking about volatility, Davis Riley is like the ultimate sort of like up and down golfer. I mean, he won the Zurich Classic team event like two events ago, but two of his last four events have started with him shooting like 78 or worse. So he's super talented. I'm just trying to bring up his... Oh, do we have a Davis Riley card? Is he not in Rainmakers? I think that... No, he's there, isn't he? Oh, he was popping up bottom of my screen. Okay, yeah. Here he is. Yeah, why did I think we didn't have... I own a Davis Riley card. What am I thinking? Okay, anyways. he's there. He's the perfect boomer bust player. Like I said, two of his last four stroke events have started with him shooting 78, but he's super talented. Won a few events ago in the team event as well. And again, like, we're going to see Davis Riley play more of these weaker field events. He's still searching for his first solo win. He's volatile, but the price on him, again, like, you're basically just playing recency bias here. No one likes him because he just blew up last week and no one's really giving him much of a chance. He was actually pretty good at this event last season. So much like Wyndham Clark last week, this is a player I expect to kind of win, do more winning down the road. And I think it's a good time to get him, because if he starts to show form, like Riley's card, just as an example, I mean, his rare card looks like about a 15 base right now.
Yep.
If he wins, I mean, his rare card is going to go double that easy. So good player to pick up just to have in your rotation. He's volatile for sure. But again, in these weaker field events, you know, if he starts to show some form, instead of being like 40 or 50 to one, he's going to be like 20 to one. So I think he's a good player to pick up.
Davis Riley, his floor prices, like Jeff said, you could get his rare card for as cheap as $15. His core card, those are as cheap as $3, Davis Riley. So if you're looking for somebody who is really cheap there that you might want to invest in, Davis Riley is somebody who is worth looking at. And M the Great has said, well, by the way, context is needed here because M the Great said, he fucked me in the ass last week. And so I understand that maybe his PGA score wasn't the best in the world, but phrasing. And we have, we've actually got a good amount of people right here in the YouTube chat. So thank you everybody who's in here, who's commenting and is engaging with us. If you haven't done yet, like the video, subscribe to the YouTube channel. And what were you going to say, Jeff?
I was just going to say, I mean, you haven't really played PGA DFS. You haven't been fucked by Davis Riley before. So it's an experience that we all have to get over, but still a super talented player.
Who is so a couple questions before we finish here, just a few minutes left. Number one, who is the golfer who you believe has screwed you the most over your time playing PGA DFS the last handful of years?
Oh my God. Actually, it's a pretty easy answer for me. It's Jordan Spieth. cost me, this is going back a lot of years, but 2015 US Open, I needed Dustin Johnson to win for like five figures. Spieth won. Just going through the years, there's not been a golfer more that I've gotten wrong than Jordan Spieth. Every time I bet him, he shows up and he like forgets how to play golf. And then every time I don't, he gains like 10 strokes around the greens. He chips in like 10 times around. So it's definitely Jordan Spieth, hands down.
Yeah. 10 Juliet Romeo in the chat is saying this year, Rory is just not getting it done. Yeah. I know that Rory, particularly at the Masters, was definitely somebody who burned a lot of people's lineups. And the other thing too, with Jordan Spieth is for my time that I have dabbled in the PGA DFS streets, I could say that I've had a similar experience to you, Jeff, where it's like, if I'm on Jordan Spieth, he misses the cut or he's just been terrible. And in the times I don't play him, it's like, oh, look, he banked it off a tree and it went in the hole somehow. Like, it's just, the guy has like, do you remember the old Tiger Woods PGA games where it was like, oh, look, he has his lucky sunglasses on. He just gets plus 50 luck. Like, that's just Jordan Spieth. I don't roster him. He's decked out in all of the plus luck here every single time.
He's definitely made a deal with someone at some point in his career. As far as luck goes, that guy is running good. Although he is, maybe it's run out. I don't know, a wrist injury, but I don't know. I was kind of interested to see. It's unfortunate. We're not sure if we're going to get him at the PGA Championship. It actually may be a good time to try and pick up some Jordan Spieth cards. They're probably going for a lot cheaper. I haven't checked them out yet, but always a good idea sometimes, you know, when golfers are injured or they're taking rest off, that's when you get deals. I mean, the deals on Hideki are still there, just as an example. They won't be there for much longer, so.
Yeah, that is if there were Spieth cards, but Hideki for sure coming back from the wrist injury, but Spieth not in Rainmaker. So you guys don't have to worry about him for this week or whatever the hell he's going to do in future majors. But on the flip side, and we'll close with this, Jeff, who is the golfer you've had the best luck with? Who do you think has won you the most money over the course of your PGA career?
Probably, you know, my guy, Russell Henley is, I've hit a couple outrights with him. He's gotten me a ton of top fives. I just like him. He usually comes through for me. He's come through for me multiple times. I have to give him a shout out.
It is not Henley.
The other one is Cameron Smith. But he's not on the PGA anymore. So it makes me a little bit sad. Cameron Smith and Russell Henley, definitely two guys top of the list for me.
Yeah. So for me, Russell Henley, I can't remember which. There was an event I had bet him outright last year, like 32 to one. And he was up like five or six strokes on Sunday and totally melted down.
Sony Open. I was on him that week too. I did hedge out for that, but it was painful watching.
Yeah, I didn't. And at one point he was like minus 10,000 or something ridiculous to win because it was like, there's no way he's going to lose. And then
five strokes up with nine holes to go. It's not a spot where golfers tend to not win very often.
But he did. So Russell Henley, maybe he's been good to you. Not as much to me. But for everybody who watched, thank you very much, Jeff. Thanks for filling in for Eric this week. If you guys didn't do it yet, do us a favor by liking the video and subscribing to the YouTube channel. And do not forget, if you guys are new, to PGA Rainmakers or just new to Rainmakers in general, number one, there are pack drops that you guys could check out if you want to play the MMA card this week. There is a pack drop that just went live about an hour ago, and about half those packs have sold out. So a few thousand still left. If you guys want to purchase those, they're available for $19.99. If you want a totally free pack to be able to play in the PGA contest that is going to be starting this Thursday, just pick it up by clicking on the link below in the description box. You get to pick your stud golfer, and Scottie Scheffler, massive favorite to win this week, at least as far as golf event goes. So thank you guys very much for watching. Once again, we'll be back here next week to break down next week we're going to be breaking down, it's a golf major. So we're going to break down the PGA Championship. And then Friday, I'm going to be recording my MMA video and breaking down that slate from a DraftKings perspective for the Classic Contest, Rainmakers as well. And I'll build some Rainmakers lineups. So thanks a lot, guys, for checking us out. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. See y'all later.